A very good morning to you. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. We are recording from Silver Spring, Maryland, and are so glad that you can join us. Nazir Daf Gimel, Nazir 3a, pagination is 5. We'll start from the facing page about 8 lines up. Ahei no'eh, if a person says, I will be handsome, Nazir, it is a binding expression to make him into a nazir. Asks the Gemara, V'dilma ano'e lefanav b'mitzvahs. Why can't we interpret his statement that I shall be handsome, that he's just going to do mitzvahs very beautifully, and he'll be handsome in mitzvahs? Kedetanya, as we learned, we have such an expression. This is my God, and I will glorify him. I will do mitzvahs in a beautiful way. I will become beautiful in front of him by doing mitzvahs. I will do a nice sukkah. I'll make a nice sukkah, lulav noyeh. I'll have a nice lulav, tzitzis noe, I'll have nice tzitzis, echtav lefonav sefer Torah noe, I'll write a beautiful sefer Torah, va'achar chenu b'shiroim noim, and I'll wrap it in a beautiful cover. And the Gemara answers, indeed, there is an expression of I will be handsome that would refer to mitzvahs. Omar Shmuel, the reason we understand this to mean nazir, he's going to be beautiful, handsome as a nazir, is shatafus besayro v'omer ene, because he was holding his hair as he said, I will be handsome. And therefore was understood in the lingo, in the body language, that he's referring to becoming a nazir. Now, the more famous source for this Gemara of Zekeli Vanveyu is a Gemara in Shabbos people are more familiar with. Excuse me, Kuf Lamed Gimel Amud Beis, 133b. And over there, the Gemara gives other examples, including Kulmas Noe, I will write the Sefer Torah with a beautiful quill. Which prompts the question, which one of my rabbeim posed to us in yeshiva, how does a beautiful quill create a more beautiful mitzvah? Is the Sefer Torah going to be more beautiful because the quill was beautiful? Right? In language, we're very meticulous as to what we're referring to. If you mean to say a quill that writes better, that writes more clearly, so it's true, different sofrim may actually have multiple quills depending on what they're looking to do. And sometimes when they want to correct something or write very finely, they use a certain quill. And sometimes they're writing a little bit more mainstream, larger letters, they use a different quill. If you want to tell me that you have a skill in the use of a quill, that's fine. But what does a beautiful quill accomplish? Because it looks beautiful. And once we see our Gemara, we definitely have a possible approach as to what the Gemara is describing. It's not just that the mitzvah comes out more beautifully. It's that I become a more beautiful person because of the way I'm doing mitzvahs, that I take pride in doing the mitzvah. A simple illustration of this, when we recite Hamotzi on the challah of Shabbos, so we cover it with a beautiful cover, perhaps made of velvet. What difference does that cover make? It has to be covered, because when you make Kiddush, the challah has to be covered. What difference does it make if it's beautiful or not? Is the mitzvah a more beautiful mitzvah because it's covered more beautifully? And the answer, of course, is by extension, when you cover the Sefer Torah more beautifully, when you cover the Challah more beautifully, when you do any mitzvah more beautifully, even when you use a quill that's more beautiful, it shows a chashivus, an importance for the mitzvah. And perhaps what we're looking at over here is esnoe, I will be more handsome because of the mitzvah, and that's in the way I perform the mitzvah. When you write a special letter, you take out a special pen. You're becoming greater. And that's why in our Gemara, when a person says, I will be handsome, there was confusion. Do you mean you will be handsome because you're going to do mitzvahs in a nice way, so you're going to be a handsome person? Or did you mean Nazir? And Shmuel resolved it by saying, because he's holding his hair, it's an indication that he's referring to becoming a Nazir. Let's move on to a piece on today's daf, about 10 lines down. Hareini misalsil. I'm going to either curl or twirl his hair. And that's also an indication that he wants to be a Nazir. Asks the Gemara, Mimai dehadein silsol saira. How do we know that when he says he's going to curl or twirl, he's referring to his hair? Ki de omra le'ahi amsa devei rebi, lahu gavra, because there's a famous Gemara that they didn't know what this word silsol meant. And the maidservant of Rebbe saw somebody curling his hair, playing with his hair, and said, Ad mosayata misalsal besayrich, how long are you going to curl your hair, twirl your hair? So they knew that silsul meant with the hair. Asks the Gemara, Ema Torah, maybe when he says, I'm going to curl something, I'm going to twirl something, it's referring to Torah, that he's going to study Torah in a very deep manner in which he keeps revisiting the topic until he uncovers its depth. Dichsiv, because there's a pasuk in Mishlei, Perek Dalid, pasuk Ches, Salsaleha Usuromemeka, if you'll curl it, if you'll twirl it, if you'll keep revisiting Torah, you'll look at it from every angle, it will uplift you. It will reveal its secrets to you. And if a person simply said, Hareini misalsel, maybe he means Torah. Maybe he means he's going to study it in depth. I remember in yeshiva, when a person had to give a chabura, his own presentation, besides the shiurim that the Rosh Hashiva gave, so the bachurim would work on their own chaburas, and they would present them to a group of their peers, so it would be common to see somebody pacing the hallway, up and back, and up and back, and you could tell he was preparing for his chabura, because he was concentrating, he was working through again and again, revisiting it until he came up with what he felt was a presentation that could stand, that could be substantiated. So maybe that's what this man meant. Omar Shmuel says, Hachanami shetofes besayro. Here also, we're referring to a person who was holding in his hair. He was holding his hair. And by doing so, he indicated that the silsul that he's referring to was letting his hair grow long, so that typically a person curls or twirls around here that's long. And that's what he was referring to, that he was going to bring himself to that status. Interestingly, when we go back to these two Gemaras that we've chosen, the Gemara is explaining the Mishnah. Noe means handsome, means he's going to be a Nazir. Silsul means his hair, he's going to twirl it. But we end up getting a fascinating insight into Torah, mitzvahs, and the beauty of a person. That these words, noe, beautiful, and silsul, twirling and re-examining, could just as well have been referring to the person in the way he does mitzvahs, in the way he studies Torah, in that a person becomes intrinsically handsome by doing mitzvahs in a beautiful way, and a person achieves greater depth in Torah by twirling it, by re-examining it again and again, what we call today proper chazara, to review it in a way that shows love for Torah and causes Torah to reveal its secrets to us. Yashar koach, thank you for joining.